Political parties are bracing themselves up to contest the 45 new constituencies to be created. Although the NPP and CPP have faulted the EC for rushing the constitutional instrument that will legalize the creation, they feel they'll organize themselves as early as possible to contest the elections. Speaking on Behind the News, Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, George Lawson, noted that his party has already set a date for election of parliamentary candidates in these constituencies so that the NDC will not be caught unawares when the bill is finally passed.
Maybe they don't know what is life. In life, you plan. Once you know there's something ahead of you, plan ahead. You don't wait for it to come before you start running helter-skelter. We are planning so that when it's passed, we are already there. You don't wait when it's the thing becomes matured or it's passed. Then you start running helter-skelter, looking for who does this. By the time, if it's passed, then we have our people in place. And then we'll be ready for the parliamentary election.
But do you have executives in all these constituencies already? That is why you are going ahead to elect parliamentary candidates.
Yes, we put in place measures to have executives in all the... and as I speak to you, we have executives in most of them. Immediately, that is, we have executives in most of them as I speak to you at the moment. We have a plan of replacing or appointing. Our constitution talks about how to... points, how to where there are vacancies, how to fill those vacancies, and we have done accordingly.
But what happens if there is an anticlimax, that is, if Parliament fails to approve the CI?
Parliament, not looking at what is happening in Parliament, nothing of that sort can happen. If we talk of the courts, but in Parliament, yes, you need to test, and our people are not going to vote, that is not going to happen. So you can't have that two-thirds. That one, let me tell you, you can never have the two-thirds.
The Director of Communications of the CPP, Niama Akonfra, the flag bearer of the PPP, Dr. Pakwe Sindum, also raised issues with how the CI was laid.
For me, that is not the real issue, my friend. The real issue is not necessarily what the NDC or the EC are deciding to do today. All along, the PPP has been saying that the 1992 Constitution needs to be amended, that it needs to be corrected where we believe there are difficulties or where we found fault or where it is not serving our best interest. Other people have not been agreeing with us. And we are running on a campaign and an agenda of change. And one of the changes that we want to bring is to update and revise the Constitution to reflect the experiences that we have had since 1992. And one of those experiences that we consider to be negative has been the opportunity given to those administrations that have been there to increasingly create new districts, which have then also led to the EC to create new constituencies. So if we change the constitution and we put the right provisions there, the government of the day would not get up arbitrarily, get into the end of its term, and say we are creating new districts. The EC would also not have the opportunity to say that because the government has created new districts, we are also creating new constituencies.
You heard the flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Pakwe Sindum.